Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, tollgate fraud, I read, is on the rise, with criminals using skimming devices to steal bank card information to make unauthorized transactions. In response, major toll routes like the N3 and 4 have phased out swipe payments, replacing them with a tap-and-go biometric-based transaction. But I'm wondering if these measures are enough to stop cyber criminals and what steps motorists can take to protect their financial data. I'm joined now by Richard Frost, who is Head of Technology and Innovation at Armata Cybersecurity. I want to discuss how these new measures are improving payment security, what risks remain, and probably most importantly, how motorists can safeguard their transactions. Richard, a very warm welcome to you. So why have toll gates become such a hotspot for card fraud?
Hi, Jeremy. Yeah, thanks for having me. I think the biggest issue that you're finding now is a lot of people are sort of in a rush to get through the toll gates and obviously using the sort of card payments to process rather than cash. The issue that you have, yeah, and I think the banks are starting to pick up, is there's an element of trust with some of the operators. The minute you hand your card over, you don't actually know if you're just paying for the toll gates or if somebody's actually making a copy of your card. Quite easy to actually have a multi-camera system where as they take your card, they kind of just pass it through and it'll actually take a snapshot of the card from the top and below. It's the simplest format. But there are also card cloning machines that a lot of threat actors are starting to use these days. So I think this is one of the reasons why they prefer you to actually just drive up to one of the tap-and-go facilities at the toll center.
And are you seeing a dramatic increase in fraud when it comes to swipe transactions?
Yeah, we're also starting to see a lot more on the tap-and-go function. And one of the things we're actually advocating for is rather using some form of digital device as opposed to the card itself. You can imagine now if somebody stole the card and then drove through the toll gate, they've got full access through the toll gate with a stolen card. There's no checks and balances to ensure that it is your card that you're actually using on the toll gate.
Or you use cash, but cash, as we know, is being phased out.
Correct. And the other thing that I've noticed quite a bit myself personally is sometimes when you do go through these toll gates, and again, this comes to the stolen card point, there's no checking, again, like a PIN number or some form of authentication to check whether that card is actually your card. So you could actually steal a card and go through where they swipe. There's no check there to see that there is a PIN or something. It's literally just a swipe and hand back. And the same with the tap-and-go function at the toll gate.
I don't know how much research you've done, but I did mention the two principal highways in South Africa, the N3 and 4. Is it most prevalent there or essentially anywhere where there is a toll gate?
I think it is pretty much anywhere where there's a toll gate. I've done quite a lot of the coastal trips on the N1 as well and the N2 and seen the same there. I know for a fact there were about three people that I've spoken to that have done that same journey that have actually mentioned, you know, additional charges going off their card after passing through the toll gate, and they weren't sure quite where at what point the toll had actually cloned the card. So, you know, you're kind of going on a holiday and you pay your however much it is for the toll, and then all of a sudden more transactions start coming off your account. It can't be accounted
for.
Yeah,
and the reality, as you rightly point out, is we're either in such a rush and so excited to get on holiday, or if it's a business trip, we've got our head focused somewhere else, that we just automatically assume a degree of trust.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think you'll see that with some of the toll gates. I know there's quite a debate, and I don't want to get into it, around the toll gates in Johannesburg. But some of the guys have obviously got e-tags to be able to pay the tolls, and that's probably one of the safer methods, because you literally just drive through and it deducts. The problem there is every toll gate you then drive through has the ability to deduct from you, whether you support the system or not. If you're swiping with a digital phone where you can do a biometric authentication and that thus prove that it is you and control your spend, I think those are probably the safest ways to do it.
I guess there's also the debate about whether the toll gate concessions themselves are up to speed with, one, the threat and the risk, but two, the kind of new technology that they need to combat this. And my sense would be no.
I don't believe so either. I've even noticed in some of the toll gates where you have the lanes where you can literally just drive up, tap and drive through. Most of those are out of order, forcing you to almost go to the booth again. And it kind of makes you wonder why you have to deal with the human being when there's so much automation in place. I don't think the banks are actually interested in having to refund every single one of those small transactions. If you lost 5,000 Rand from fraud, you know, you could lock a case with them and they'll return the money. But imagine after the holiday season, you have a whole lot of people trying to get 74 Rand back for a, you know, simple toll fee that was fraudulently taken from their account. It would be an administrative nightmare. So I don't think people are really even aware, let alone, you know, ready for the consequences of these actions.
As you rightly say, I mean, no one, if it's, you know, 74, 75 Rand, we're not going to chase that up. We've got bigger priorities that we've got to deal with. So just in terms of future innovation that we should be expecting to further enhance security at toll gates, what should we be in expectation of, do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, the cashless is the way the country is moving. I mean, everywhere you go these days, people are saying we don't accept cash anymore. But then the payment method that you use, if it is a tap-and-go function, I think we should probably be looking more at the kind of biometrically enabled digital payments, digital wallet, or digital credit card. You know, those also only allow one transaction at a time. So if you do kind of hand your card in and the guy kind of taps the actual payment for the toll and then he taps somewhere else, that's, you know, taking another transaction off. That doesn't happen with a digital payment system.
So, Richard, I think the best idea is next time I drive down to KZN, maybe you just better come on the trip with me. It'll make things a whole lot easier.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Richard Frost, I'm going to leave it there, Head of Technology and Innovation at Armata Cybersecurity. The red flag has been raised, and thank you very much for talking to me.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.